Rashi says means b'nei Torah. In other words, marry your son off to a bas tam chacham, the yosef kotzer k'maynota, and then he'll grow up again like was planted. Right, then it says in the Mishnah, v'yomtiv v'yoysel yoyavov, that the Kohen Gadol, after he got finished on Yom Kippur, he would make a yomtiv for all his friends. Tana Rabbanim, that ma'is of a Kohen Gadol lecher, once happened a story with a Kohen Gadol, she'yotza mi'beis ha'migdash, he went out of the beis ha'migdash, ve'v'azli kuli alma basri, like it says in the Mishnah, when he leaves the beis ha'migdash on Yom Kippur, after he finished the avodah, all the choshva people are malav him, they walk him to his house. See, here also, all the people went after him to be malavah, to walk him home. Kivon the chaznu l'shamev avtalion. What happened was, while they were walking, Shmai avtalion also came along, the two great gedolim. So shavku l'viday, the people left the kohen gadol, the azli bosa Shmai avtalion, and they started to give covered respect to Shmai avtalion, and they walked in back of them. So the kohen gadol, by says, got a little upset about this. Is l'soif later at the end, also Shmai avtalion lifturei minei the kohen gadol. Shmai Vatalion wanted to go away, so it was only Derek covered to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol, like the Bazegenzich, say goodbye, get Rishus to leave from the Kohen Gadol. So now Shmai Vatalion went to this Kohen Gadol, like to say goodbye to him. Is Omolohim. So the Kohen Gadol said back to Shmai Vatalion, like this, now that he was angry, Rashi learns, because he felt bad why they took away the cover from him. So the Kohen Gadol said back to Shmai Vatalion, Yosun b'nei amimin l'sholim. As you children of Goyim should go to in peace. Like Rashi says, like he said, a Lashon Ginai, it's like he said, not nice to them. Because Shmai Vatayim were Gerim. They were really the sons of Bono Shol Sancheriv. It's like he was Mavazah them a little bit, to say, like you children, you were Gerim before, you were Goyim before, you should go to Sholem. His Omru Lay, so they answered back, Shmai Vatayim answered back this Kohen God like this. Yosun B'nai Amim in Lisholem, true. The children, maybe I was the children of Goyim, like I'm a Ger. I should go to Sholem, of the Avdin Uvda the Aaron. But I call upon him, we do the mitzvahs. We do the way you're supposed to. We do the Uvda of Aaron. Of a loyasi bar Aaron the Sholem. But a real Kohen like you, that's even though you're a son of Aaron, you're a real Kohen, you should not have peace. Why? The loyavid Uvda the Aaron. Because you don't do the things the way Aaron do. You're not keeping the Torah. The way Rashi learns, Shani sonu oinas devorim. Because they heard him by saying bad words. The other man we learned, the pasuk says loisoinu ish es amisay, and we dashen that means bi'oinoyas devorim akosim adaber, that you're not allowed to say words to somebody else to hurt him. That means imhoye ben gerim. Let's say somebody was a ger, loyoyim lo, you're not allowed to tell the person zechor ma'isei avisecha. Heh, remember the way you were a guy before. You're hurting the person, so there's a law not to hurt somebody with your mouth, with your speaking. So mele, since this kohen gadol didn't do this, he was over like this law of the Torah. So Shmai Vatayin said, like, we're better off, even though we were Gerim, but we are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mashenken, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, so you're worse off. All right, we'll stop here. You'll start for the Mishnah, the Ayin Allah from the base. The Mishnah. Ken, Koyen Godol, Mishamesh, Bishmoyne Kalim. A Kohen Gadol, when he does the Avodah, he has to wear his 8 special begodim. So your head yit be arbo. And a regular Kohen, a Kohen head yit, he does the Avodah with only 4 begodim. Now, the Ksonis, that's the robe he wears, like on the shirt. Umichnesayim and his underpants. Umichnefes, that's the hat. The Avnate and the Gartel. This both of them wear. Both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen head yit have these 4 begodim. The Mitznefes is different. By the Kohen Gadol, it's called the Mikbois. A little bit different than the Kohen Hedyit Mitznefes. But I call upon them, they both wear these 4 types of begodim, a hat and a garton, and the underpants and the kosinus. Now, most of the form of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol has more than a regular Kohen Hedyit, the choshen, the yefod. He puts on the choshen, that's the breastplate, that has the 12 stones on it, the yefod, and he has the yefod, that's like the apron in front of him, and it has the 2 avnei shoyim on the two shoulders. Umi'il, he has a special robe called the mil. The tzitz, and he has a special tzitz around his forehead, the piece of gold that says Kodesh Lashem. The Elu Nisholom B'Um V'Tumim. When the Kohen Gadol wants to ask a question from the V'Tumim, he has to wear these 8 begodim. The Elu Nisholom, and he's not allowed to ask a question from, in other words, the Kohen Gadol has to always ask the V'Tumim. What type of a question does he ask? It has to be a question that's Magaya to the Tzibur. So therefore, he only asks a question Elu L'Melech, only if the king asks him to ask, because the king he has to listen to. Olyav Bezdin, who had in the Av at the Rosh Sanhedrin, If the Av Bezdin, if they have a question also, most probably it's a question of the Tzorchei Tzibur, then the Kohen Gadol asks Tiyum Betumim, Ulemi Shat Tzibur Tzorach Boy, or else any question that's a shayla about the Tzibur, something that the Tzibur has to know, so they go to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol asks from the Umm Betumim. Now this we'll see later on in the Gemara about this. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbon, learned like this, that Vorim Shenemru Behem Sheish, in the Pesukim when it talks about making the big Nekuna, the Torah a lot of times says the word Sheish. Sheish means linen. So we say it means chutin kofu shisha. Whenever it says the word sheish, it means each string like has to be made up of six strings, of six threads, and these threads are twirled together. That's called sheish. Moshezor, when the Torah says the word moshezor alone, well sometimes it says sheish moshezor, but by the meal we'll soon see there it just says moshezor by itself. By the bottom of the meal, by the remainder there it says the word moshezor, and there we say shemaina. It means each material, each type of material that has to be used, has to have eight strings, and they have to be twirled together. That we'll see later on in the Braisa. Me'il, when they made the meal, was made from shnei mos, was made from 12. If each thread was made from 12 threads twirled together. That, like a thread like that, they put on the loom, and that's the way they made the meal. Proichis, when they went to make the curtains for the proichis, eskrim v'yabor, was made from 24 strings twirled together. Because the proichus is made up of four different materials, we'll see in the Gemara. It was the tcheles, the blue wool, the agam, and the purple wool. It was the red wool, and then it was linen. And each one of them had to have six threads. So you have 20. So it was like this. It was one shred of blue wool. How was that blue wool made up of? Six threads twirled together. Then you have six threads twirled together of red wool. Then you had of purple, and then you had of linen. And now you take all these and twirl them together. So altogether, each string leg was made up of 24 chutim. Choshen ve'efa, this was the most. The choshen ve'efa, each string of it was esra mushmeina chutim. It had 28 chutim, 28 threads was twirled together to make up one thread to put on the loom for the choshen and for the ve'efa. So now we'll see, we'll explain it. So it says, kofel, but Morris says now, chutim kofel shisha, that's how we say that each thread has to be made up of six threads twirled together, minolon. How do we know that stam sheish, like means six chutim? The Yom HaKrok is supposed to sound like this. Vayasu es haksoin sheish. You should make the ksoin, that's like his robe, made out of sheish, out of linen. V'yes hametz nefesh sheish. And who are then his hat has to be made out of sheish, out of linen. V'yes pari hamigvoy sheish. And the top part of his hat also should be made out of linen. V'yes michnestai habad. And the michnestai in the underpants, also habad, also means a lotion of linen. And sheish, here's the linen again, in Moshezor, it says we about sheish Moshezor, is chamisha kroi ksivi. It says here in these two psukim, we have five times like the meaning of making it out of linen. And the question is, the Torah could have just said it once at the end, the judge should have said, make the ksainis and the mitznefes and the mitvois and have linen inside them. Why does it have to save each one separately to have linen? So it's nearly like five times, like it says five times here, the meaning of sheish. So even though it only says four times, Rashi explains when it says by Michnesei Habad Sheish, Habad also means a linen. And it says the word Sheish also means linen. So it's like five times it says the Indian here to use linen by these begotten. Is what do we need it for? So, Chad, one pasuk is Legufe. For itself, the Kitna Nehevi, that these begotten should be made out of linen, you should have to have linen in these begotten. So one Sheish needs for itself. Vechad Sheyechutin Kofo Shisha. Also, the Torah says Lashon Sheish, which we also means Sheish, it means six. In other words, each one of these threads has to be made up of six threads twirled together. V'echad shiyu shizurin. And one to teach us, after you have these six threads, they have to be twirled together. That's shizurin. It's not enough just to have the six threads, you have to have them twirled together. V'echad l'shar begodim. One extra Sheish, it says here, is to teach us by other begodim also, it has to be made from six. The more see later that comes out for the meal. The meal itself, it doesn't say how much you have to use. And we learn out from here, this extra time with Sheish Shem, the teacher that the meal also has to have six. It has to have the thread six times. And it says, Yevachad, the Shar Begodim, Shlenem Abohem Sheish. And one is for another beggar, like the more later, for the meal, that there it doesn't say the word Sheish, that also the Chutin have to be six of them. Yevachad La'akiv. And one time it says Sheish Shem to teach us that whatever the Torah says sheish, which means it has to have six threads twirled together, that's likuvah. If you don't have it, it's no good. Without this, it can't be kosher. This is the only way you can make it. Now the Gemara asks, "My mashma d'hai sheish kitnhu." How do we know that the word sheish means linen, flax? Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means wool. Amar Reb Yosef Rebbe Chanina. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says bud. It should be coming up sheish. Before we had, you meant to say habod, right? Sheish. So it says habod and sheish, or sheish is bud. So bod means dovru oilam in akarka, bod. Something that comes up from the ground singly, one by itself. Like Rashi says, that's the way flax grows out. Rashi says, ha'pishtin, they are canvas, ain't lehem abadim, they are nothing. They don't have branches, tates are like a tree. Ela olin, they only have leaves. There's the middle stem that goes straight up, and that's where the pishkin grows from. So flax come out of like one straight stem coming up, and there's no branches branching off it. Therefore we say that's what it means. Bod here means, bod sheish means linen. So the Gemara v'yema amra, maybe it means wool. So the Gemara, no, amra itzule mitzul. That wool divides into two, divides into a few pieces. You have threads of wool, it could be divided in half. For the Gemara, kitna nami itzule mitzul. For that, so linen also, pishnig also divide in half into pieces. The Gemara says, no, kitna agav likusei matzum. That's how we see kitna, the flax, is divided in half into pieces, that's only after we beat it. If we hit it and beat up the flax, then the flax comes into pieces. Mashenken, the way it grows, flax is like one straight piece. So therefore, bod here means sheish, means linen, flax. That's how we know sheish means flax. Ravina says from here, Apostolic in Yecheskel. The Apostolic says, Pare Pishtim Yiu Aroshim. It says that the Kahanim wore these hats made from Pishtim. And the Torah it says that Omigbois Sheish. So the Torah says the hat should be made out of Sheish. And here Yecheskel explains what is Sheish means. It means Pishtim. So we see clearly it means flax. Omichne say Pishtim Yiu Amasleim. And the Kahanim should also wear flax on the pants, on their thighs. So you see the Torah says, Michne say Habad Sheish. So what does Sheish mean? Yecheskel tells us it means Pishtim. So Amalei Ravashi asked the question back, Hai Mekame Diyosi Yecheskel Man Omro. But before Yecheskel came, how did we know it? In other words, it's a Kasha group, how did Yecheskel know this? We want to know, how do we know that Pishtim, that Sheish means Pishtim? So good, you're telling me a Raya from a Pesuk in Yecheskel. But what are we supposed to do before Yecheskel came? How are we supposed to know? So the Gemara of the Tanakh, if you can ask such a question like that, Hodi Yomer Rav Chizda, that's what Rav Chizda said, that Dovozeh Mitoresh Rabben Lelomadnu. There's halacha we'll soon see that from the Torah itself, from the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Lelomadnu. By learning the Torah itself, you don't know what the Torah means. But from the Novi, by Yecheskel Lomadnu, we know what the Torah means. Now the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, "Kol a ben necher." That a ben necher, so you could think it means a goy. That there's an issur for goy not to come to the Beit Hamikdash. So here Yecheskel explained no. That kol ben necher means oral lave. It could mean even though you're a Jew, but you're a kaifer, you're an oral lave. Your lave, your heart is not with Hashem. You like cut off your heart from Hashem. You're a kaifer. Or else we oral boster. Or else you're an oral, but you didn't have a bris milah done to you. Let's say your brothers died machmas milah, so they didn't have to make a bris milah to you. But our kofonim, you called an oral, you still have the oral on you. The law is lo yovu el mekdoshi. You're not allowed to come into the Beit HaMikdash. So the kasher is, before Yecheskel came, how did we know this halacha? How did we know that the pshat from Ben Necher means not a real goy? It just means a person that makes himself like a goy. Whereas he's a born a Jew, but he's a kofer, he doesn't listen to the Torah. How do we know that? Ela, what do you have to answer? Gemara Gmirula, Avad, this is halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. Avad, by Hasinai, was taught to Moshe this way. Even though it doesn't say the Torah in the Torah, but Moshe was taught this way by Hasinai. The also Yecheskel v'yasam chakro. And Yecheskel later put down this halacha in a krol, like he made a smachta from it. He wrote it down in his Navi, in the Novi. His Ochinam, and the same thing here also. Avada, how do we know really what Sheish means? It's Gemara Gmirula. That's the way it was taught. Avada was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Bahasinai that the Taitch of Sheish means, Kitna means flax. The Yossi Yecheskel v'yasam chakrom. Because Yecheskel came and he put it down in the Psukim. He wrote down clearly that the word Asheish here means Pishtin. Torah says, make the hats out of sheish, and he wrote down, make the hats from pishtim, and see that the types of pishtim means flax. So the kids are so far, we know that sheish means flax, and the Torah says the word sheish, it also means that each chut, each strand has to be six of them twirled together. But then we said moshesor. Whenever the Torah says the word moshesor by itself, it means shemayna. means from that material you have to have 8 strings from the material to altogether. For the Gemara Minolim, how do we know this? How do we know the Torah says Moshezor? Here it doesn't only mean 6, but it means 8 of each strings. The pasuk says like this: Va'yasu al shulei hamil. You have to make on the bottom of the mill. The mill was like his robe, a special robe for the Kohen Gadol. And at the bottom of it, you had to make remainim. You had to make like pomegranates that would use as a bell there. And the pasuk says remainim tchelis, made from blue wool, v'yagomer from purple wool, with salashoni moshesor, and made from red wool a twirl together. That's what the Torah says. So it just says you have to make them out of 3 materials, and it says moshesor. Now, how much chutim, how many strings of each material do you need to roll together? We don't know. Now, v'yalef moshezor mipreches. We learn out it says here by the mill, moshezor, on the bottom part of the mill, and it also says by the preches, by the curtains, the word moshezor. So, ma'alahalim, just like by the preches, there we know for sure, esrim v'yabor, it was 24 strings, because by the preches it says the word shesh. It says you have to use there blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and linen. It says sheish. And we know whenever it says sheish, it always means 6. So each thing of the blue wool, you ought to have 6 threads thrown together. Of the purple wool, 6 threads thrown together. Of the red, 6 thrown together. Of the linen, 6 thrown together. And then you twirled all these 4 together. So the kids, each string that went on the loom was 24. So make an Xerah Shavah now, it says Moshesor, by the meal, the bottom of the meal, also had to have 24 strings. Here also there's 24 strings, so how do you have that? It was only made out of 3 materials here. The Torah by the Rimonei of the mill only says Tchelis, V'yagomen, V'solah Shoni. So where does it come out? You have to say each string has 8. So you have 8 strings of the blue wool twirled together, 8 of the purple wool, and 8 of the red wool twirled together, and then you twirl these 3 together, that's 24 strings. That's how we know by the Me'il, the word Moshesor means 8 strings. To the Gemara, no. V'neilof me'choshin v'yefid. Let's better learn it out from the choshin v'yefid, that ma'alahalon esrim v'shmeinah. By the choshin v'yefid also, the pasuk says Moshesor. It's just like by there was 28 strings twirled together, we'll soon see later why. Afkan esrim v'shmeinah. Maybe here also the Me'il, the remainder on the bottom, have to have 28 strings twirled together. Not only 24, maybe 28. And then there'll be more than 8 apiece. So it must be like this. No. Donin dovo shtonema boizov, mi dovo shtonema boizov. True, it says the word moshesor by these 3 things. It says it by the mil, it says it by the preches, and it says it by the cheshin veifrit. Now the cheshin veifrit have gold, and the other 2 doesn't have gold. So the sword went out to mil from the preches that doesn't have gold. Lafuke cheshin veifrit shenema behem zov. Vashek and the cheshin veisha, there there's gold involved. So there we don't learn out the mil from the eifrit, on the cheshin. So the Gemara no Adabah, but tell you it's just the opposite way. Don in Degid mi Degid, lafuke preches b'yelu. It's more mistake to learn out the meal from the Cheshin Veifeid, because they're both begotten that the Kohen Gadol wore, rather than learning out from the preches, which is only a curtain, like an oil, like a wool, not a Degid. So maybe it has to have 28 strings to the meal. So it must be like this. El Donin mi Avnit. Good. Don't learn out from the preches, but learn out from the Avnit. The Avnet also had 24 strings to it. The Donin Begid, learn out meal from Avnet, that they're both a Begid. The Dover Shonema by Zov, and both of them don't have gold in it. Mi Begid, the Dover Shonema by Zov. It's meal doesn't have gold, and Avnet doesn't have gold. But the Yain Donin, don't learn out. Dover Shane by Zov, that means the meal, that the Remainium doesn't have gold in it. Mi Dover Shesh by Zov. Mashenke and the Choshen Vyefa that has gold, we don't learn out from them. But we have to learn out from the Avnet. So the Avnet also had 4 types of material, and it says Sheish there also. So the Yefa was also 24. We have Mori, and Mori says like this: Ta'asenu ksiv, ta'asenu lezev lo lacher. The pasuk by the Choshen Beifrit, it says make this with 28 strings and nothing else. So nothing else has as much as the Choshen Beifrit. Therefore, the meal can't have 28 strings. Only the Choshen Beifrit has a special locha of 28. Rav Asher Yom, another raya. The pasuk says by the meal, the yosifoksiv, you should make them. In other words, you have to make the remainder of the meal made out of 3 materials. Made out of the blue wool, the purple wool, and the red wool. And it says each one of them has to be equal amount. That's a pshat for yosifoksiv, shiyu kolas yosef shavis. As much as you use one material, you have to use the other one. How can you do it then? If you want to say the number 28, 28 doesn't divide into 3 equally. Never to losa di asara asara. If you want to make 10 strings of each one of them, take 10 strings of the blue wool twirl together. 10 of the purple, 10 of the red. So how much are you going to come out with? Have a little tlosin. Divide. It's not 28, it's 30. You have no mocha to make 30. Never trade the tishas. I'll give you another etzah. Make 2 of them taka, only 9 strings. V'chadi asara, make 1 of them 10 strings. That's why you get 28. And tomorrow, no, Omar Kor, the pasuk says, V'yosisa, shiyokolas yosef shavis. You have to make it, the meal, all the strings equally. It calls yosef shavis. So therefore we say the bottom part that has 3 type of materials to it, you have to have an equal amount of each one of them. Therefore it's a smara 8 of each one, comes out to be 24. That 24 is a smara of the begodim, also has 24. That's why the meal here, the remainim, also need 24. That's how we know by the meal, the remainim, each material has to have 8 strings twirled together. Right. Then we said here before, me'il shnei masamona, that shnei masa, the meal itself was made from 12. Each piece that went on the loom was made of 12 strings of blue wool twirled together. That's how you made the meal. For the Gemara Minyan, how do we know that the meal, its strings were twirled 12 together? Why? How do you get 12? The chsiv, what the pasuk says, by the meal itself, the robe itself, the yosi says, meal o'efoid, klil tachelis. The meal itself was made out of pure